Welcome to another episode of Etc. 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 podcast. It's your girl P. Nicole. I hope you're having a good, healthy, and happy week. And you know, you guys over here, we get right to the point. I do not like to waste people's time. So the topic of the week is change does not happen without work. Let me say that again. Change does not happen without work. We hear a lot of people say they want changes in their lives. They want a better job. They want a better set of friends. They want to look better. They want to feel better. I'm sure you've heard a lot of people always go on and on about what they would like to change in their lives. But let me ask you something. For the people who you hear talking about wanting change in their lives, and also if it's you, it may be you who want change in your life. And that's great that you want to be better, you want to do better, you want to aim higher. That's great. So let me say that first. But let me ask this question. Are you willing to put in the work to see the change? In order for change to happen, work has to be done. You cannot skip over it. You cannot override it. It's going to come back to you needing to do some type of work. You want a better job? You might need to go get some more qualifications, certifications, schooling, education. It may require that. That's the work part. You want your body to look better? It may require you going to the gym, cutting back, eating more healthy, making better decisions with what you put in your temple. That's the work part. You want better relationships, whether that's personal or emotional. You would need to give out more positivity so you can receive it back. That's the work part. You would need to be more encouraging if you want people to encourage you. That's the work part. See, a lot of times we can complain about what's not right in our lives. And again, it's great if you want to make changes, but will you put in the work? Anything we've ever gotten in life, 9 times out of 10, we had to work for it. Our society today likes to skip over that little part, but let me tell you, that's not a minor part. That's a huge part. To get to change, you're going to have to do some work. If you want to be a better person, it's going to require inner work. Sitting down with yourself, being real with yourself, being honest, being upfront, being authentic. It may require going to counseling and working out your issues. But you got to be willing to face your issues so you can get to the changes you want to see in yourself. Nothing worth having ever came easy. So be very mindful about talking about change. Understand, change with no work attached to it is going to stay the same. If you're unhappy in your career and you're not willing to put any work, you're going to stay unhappy in that career. If you're unhappy in your relationships or you feel like you don't have any meaningful ones, and you're not willing to sit down and look at yourself and say, what do I bring to the table? Or what could I do better when I come to the table? Your relationships are going to stay the same. If you want a better body, but you're not making those better food choices and trying to work out, trying to drink more water, making those small changes, your body is going to stay the same. We make stuff a lot harder than it has to be. A lot of things come back to just simple principles. Of life. Simple principles. Change takes work. A lot of people will sit and say what they want better in their lives, but they're not willing to put in the work to get to better. So if you're not willing to put in the work, you might as well get comfortable where you're at, because nothing is going to change. Now, the flip side of that, for those who do want to put in the work. Not saying it's going to be easy. It's going to be some tough days, some frustration days, some days you want to give up, some days you want to cry, some days you want to curse, some days you don't want to do it. But remember your ultimate goal. Your ultimate goal was, I want to see change in my life. My ultimate goal was, I want a better body. Your ultimate goal was, I want better relationships. Your ultimate goal was, I want a better career. If you keep that in the back of your mind, you'll push through those days of frustration and the days you don't want to put in the work. In the end of the tunnel, you'll reap the greatest benefit, the greatest reward, because you'll look back and say, I finally got to that place. I finally see that change that I was looking for. We must remember, you can't overstep the basic principles of life, because they're going to keep coming back up if you don't deal with them. My prayer for everybody in the world is that they're the best selves, that they always put their best self forward. Now, this is not easy to do. You get tested daily. And let's talk about getting tested for a minute. Everybody you see walking around is getting tested. So please don't think it's just you, because it ain't. Everybody you see got a story. Now, some of us wear our stories on our sleeve, meaning we'll tell people about our story. We'll say more about our story. We're more open. And some of us do not wear our stories on our sleeve. They could be dealing with a mountain of issues, a mountain of grief, a mountain of sadness, a mountain of disappointment, a mountain of frustration. And they never said a word to anybody about it, but they holding it. They getting up every day and they putting one foot in front of the other, because at the end of the day, they know more and better is coming at the end of the tunnel if they just keep going. So again, everybody you see and encounter is dealing with something. Guarantee, dealing with something. But if we want to be better, we have to do better. We have to do the work. And I'm going to tell you something. One of the hardest things you'll ever do in your life is face your own self and your own fears. That is one of the hardest things you'll ever do in life, is facing your own self, looking yourself in the mirror, sitting down, dealing with your issues, working through them, growing through them, crying through them. That is the hardest thing. It is not easy, but it's worth it in the end. So please, if you're walking around saying you want to make changes in your life, kudos to you. I congratulate you. I salute you, because at least you're willing to admit you would like to be better. That's great. But don't stop there. Don't stop at just saying it. Please continue and do something about it. Do the work. It will pay off in the end. The Bible says prayer without work is dead. A lot of us don't talk about that particular scripture, but it is in the Bible. Do the work. Get uncomfortable. Get frustrated. Get beside yourself, because in those moments is when you grow. In those moments is when you will mature into that butterfly that you really want to be. In those moments is where you'll really find out who you are and what you're made of. In the darkest moments is when you'll find out what you're really made of. Remember that. Do the work. Change does not happen without work. Okay, guys, that's the message for this week. It's your girl, P. Nicole. I appreciate you guys continuing on this journey with me. This is a journey for me, just like it is for you. Everything I discuss in my podcast, I deal with myself. So you're not alone. Please know that. You're never alone. All topics I bring are authentic topics that come into my spirit and my heart that I want to share with the world. So I appreciate your ear. I truly appreciate your ear and your heart for listening. This is your girl, P. Nicole. This is another episode of Etc., Etc., Etc. Podcast. Peace.
I spark minds that shine their truth, provoking thought like Pac in the booth. I am woman, I am goddess, I am queen, raising frequencies of high self-esteem, self-love, self-worth, self-respect. My king I protect like in the game of chess. Yes, you tuned in to higher vibrations, etc., etc., etc. It's like a cosmic radio station. Tune in with intuition, no topic off limits, my intention. You leave healed and whole. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, P. Nicole.